From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Man, oh man, it's Friday. It is a Friday. It is November 9th, and I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank.
I like turtles.
I don't even care that we just talked about this on the show. I don't even care I'm not supposed to talk about the hour we just did. This is some great... I don't care that the tape is months old. Tell us, Allie, what that was.
That's our good new best friend, Jonathan Ware. He's about 10-ish. He's from, I believe, Oregon. He's dressed up in as a zombie.
Yeah.
And he's at this event. It was actually over the summer. And a local, overly energetic local news reporter sticks a microphone in the kid's face, starts questioning him about the event, and he just basically lets her know how he feels about things. Let's listen to Jonathan.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right, you're a great zombie. And good times here at the Waterfront Village, open for the next 11 days.
Good times.
Yeah, don't send your resume to Good Morning America anytime soon.
My favorite thing, that has become a ringtone in the UK.
No.
I like turtles, one of the biggest ringtones in the UK.
Oh, my goodness.
Matter of time before it's
well,
on Luke's phone.
That is exactly what I'm doing right after the show. And then after that, I may be visiting a movie theater because there are a lot of big movies coming out this weekend. We're going to get a review of what you want to see, what you don't want to see coming up.
We're also going to take a look at all the news in, around, and about the conflict in Iraq. We call it the week in Iraq. We'll be talking to the Washington Post Baghdad bureau chief.
And we're going to get the news headlines from Rachel Martin. First, though, let's do the BPP big story.